experience, even those that seem small and unimportant. You can achieve what you desire. You merely need patience, practice, and persistence. Effect of thought on circumstances. Let's return to a plant analogy. Your mind is like a garden and it can be tended diligently or it can be left to run wild. Whether you put work into it or not, your plants will grow. If you don't plant any seeds in your garden, it will grow weeds. Those weeds will, unattended, grow more weeds over time. If you plot properly and keep it free from weeds, you'll grow the fruits you need, and for this reason, you must weed out useless and impure thoughts and instead cultivate good, useful, and pure thoughts. As you do this more and more, you will eventually discover that you are the master of your life. Thought and character are the same thing. Since character is shaped in response to environment and circumstances, the external conditions of your life will always reflect your inner state. This doesn't mean that your circumstances at any given time reflect the entirety of your character. Know this, though, those circumstances are so intimately connected with the thoughts within you that they dynamically shape your character. Each of us is where we are because of the thoughts that brought us here. There is no luck when it comes to the arrangement of your life. Instead, the way your life is going is the result of the law of thought, which cannot be wrong. This is just as true for people who are unhappy as it is for people who are very happy. As an evolving being, you are where you are now so that you can learn and grow. And once you learn the lesson that your current circumstance contains for you, you will move on to experience new circumstances. Anyone will be bounced around by circumstances for as long as they think that outside conditions control them. It's when you realize that you have the power, that you plant the seeds from which your circumstances grow, that you become the master of yourself. Now, this is something that every person knows who has long practiced self-control. They notice that the changes in their circumstances have coincided entirely with their mental conditions. You know, it's also true that when you earnestly and decisively begin to fix problems with your character, you can rapidly change who you are for the better. Our souls attract to the things we keep secret, both things that we love and things that we fear. Now, we can reach the height of our highest aspirations or fall to our basest desires. Our external circumstances are the mechanism by which we receive what we put out, and every thought allowed in our minds will take root and eventually grow. Good thoughts bear good fruit, bad thoughts bear bad fruit. Your circumstances are the harvest you collect from the plants of your thought, and you can learn from both suffering and joy that you reap. You're not subject to punishments because of the cruelty of your conditions, but by the indulgence of the petty thoughts and poor desires that allow you to accept those conditions. A pure-minded person does not suddenly fall into crime because something bad happened to them. Criminal thoughts had to already exist inside of them, and then when the opportunity came, they seized the power. Our circumstances do not control us. They simply reveal our true natures. Nothing can force you into doing bad things if you resist the inclination to do those things. No conditions can make you happy and virtuous if you don't cultivate virtuous thoughts. Even at birth, your soul is drawn to circumstances reflecting your nature. And every stage of your life, you attract conditions that reflect your own purity and impurity, strength and weakness. We don't only attract what we want, but what we truly are. Let me say that again. We do not only attract what we want, but what we truly are. Our whims and ambitions may always seem to fall apart, but our innermost thoughts and our desires will come to pass, whether for good or for bad. This may not occur immediately, but it always, always occurs eventually. We don't get what we wish for, but what we earn. Wishes and prayers only come true when they match with your thoughts and your actions. Now, with this in mind, consider what it means to fight against circumstances. It means that a person is continually fighting against something while all the time secretly indulging it in the heart. This can either take the form of conscious wrongdoing or unconscious weakness. Either way, it prevents the person from achieving their goals and so must obviously be dealt with. People are often anxious to improve the circumstances around them, but are as often unwilling to improve themselves.